Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm not your average cliche, crackerjack formula. I never did say I'd be your trigger. So don't you try to fool me. Which is you don't want this to be. I never did say I'd
Hello.
Hello.
What are you doing?
Just sitting here on a crisp fall Sunday morning.
It's crispy.
It's crispy.
Wait, you don't want to say it's crispy, right? I feel like that has a completely different meaning.
No, it's crisp. Which I felt like yesterday when I got out, like I felt the
chill.
Yeah. Like it takes your breath away for a second, but I needed that yesterday. I needed to.
Abby got her booster shot.
Took me down for a second. It's all in my body aches. That's it. Like, I'm glad I'm not someone who, like, runs a fever or vomits or is nauseous. I just felt my body hurt.
Yeah.
Which could be a Tuesday for me as well, but.
That's true. You have your own special set of issues.
Yeah, I'm going to. I don't know. Did I hurt this bad when I was working out regularly?
I don't think so.
So that's it. Like, I'm really into this concept of movement and like, hang on.
Okay.
Like flexibility so right. much in like just losing.
Like mobility.
Mobility. That's the word.
Yeah. Scholar.
You're so smart.
Like a walking thesaurus.
So I've been watching a lot of stuff like that, and people who do lift and stuff are not transitioning, but they are
adding that to their.
This mobility. And I'm and it's changing things. Like, I notice where, you know, in my body. I saw you yesterday. This is so stupid. Our refrigerator, we do not have a fancy refrigerator where the freezer's on the bottom. We have an old school.
Yeah, regular stand-up.
Stand-up. Chest. It's a little short for our family. But you squatted down to get something out of the fridge. And I was like.
It's because I'm flexible.
You're not flexible. But your knees can bend.
That's true.
Mine can't. Like
do you do squats? Like
I do, but I can't go low. I know how low you go on a squat.
Yeah.
I can get to like a.
Do you get parallel?
I can get parallel, but I can't go low. Like when you're talking like a catcher stance or something.
Like butt below the knees?
Hell no. Mm-mm. It hurts really bad. And if I do like push-ups, I do push-ups with my knees on the ground. I get it. I'm weak and obese. But I have to put, like, cushion, something under there because my knees are just shot all to hell. I don't know what's – I don't even know if there's, like
– I am grateful that my joints – other than my neck. But your neck's not a joint, is it?
I think there are joints in your neck.
I don't know. My neck has been stiff for
– 52 years.
Yeah.
Which is crazy because, like, in those regards, like, my neck, I feel like
– Your elbows –
Yeah, my elbows are stupid. Like, they just bend in weird ways. But my knees are gone. And I blame...
Old age?
That and, you know, 4 years of
Yeah, but that was basketball. So long ago. Yeah,
I mean, but I don't think it did me any fucking favors. I don't think, you know, putting that wear and tear on your body, it's like miles on a car. Just my knees are like, you know what? We're good. Thank you for that.
We need
a little change. So remember, like, what was that shit that I glucosamine and all that stuff?
That's still good for you. They say like true gelatin really like helps support your
Jello.
I mean, gelatin is in Jello. Yeah.
So do you just like should I eat some gelatin?
Yeah, I mean,
seriously. In what?
In Jello and
What's collagen?
I don't know.
Should we need that too?
You can get that inject like
I collagen swear peptides. To God, I could spend my entire life just figuring out supplements and like what you need. And you could spend your entire morning like filling in going through supplements and shit.
Yeah. And
like, oh, by the way, somebody you need flaxseed and you need.
Who does possess that knowledge.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who's also experimented with tons of supplements throughout my day.
Mostly like pre-workout stuff.
Well, I mean, I've done creatine. I've done like.
Stacker.
yeah, stackers. Yellow jackets.
oh, God. That just gives me a heart attack thinking about
like
it.
Like, I remember I was on this L-carnitine kick. Like, when you're doing keto, it's supposed to be something that.
Say that again.
L. Like, the letter L.
I'm familiar. Yeah.
Carnitine.
Okay.
And so, I got that. But so, now I just do pre-workout and BCAAs.
Yeah. I like a little pre-workout. Well. I can't do a lot. That shit, takes me out, man.
I mean, I think if meth didn't have just the bad side effects, you just got that energy rush.
Yeah. I was listening to a podcast and the host had just taken. She was like, "The behind the counter Sudafed is legit. the stuff you have to go to the pharmacist to get, you can't buy off the shelf anymore.
You can't buy Sudafed off the shelf anymore anyway.
Right. Well, Sudafed has a brand you can buy, but it's not legit Sudafed. I miss that medicine head feeling. I loved it. You knew that shit was working. That little red pill hit. Mm-hmm. I haven't had that since
damn meth lab. That's I haven't had college. It since meth labs hit
college.
I went through a phase.
Oh God!
I guess last week maybe.
Why is it a phase? If you did it last week?
Of watching these. Somebody at work was like, "Have you seen this?" And it was on YouTube. It was this city in West Virginia that just got ravaged by pills and stuff. Yeah. And I've watched several documentaries just mm-hmm. about how. I was like, "Damn, that's crazy."
It is. It is, and then that is a part of, there's a book right now in Virginia or West Virginia that they're wanting to pull off the shelves, but it's a graphic novel mm-hmm. written for a younger, middle schoolish yeah. age group. And it's a memoir by an author of basically the opioid crisis in his own family, and specific, he was raised by grandparents and his grandparents cuss. Okay,
I'm so over this, this selective censorship. Oh God, the school's gonna make them gonna offer them a book to read something that cusses or says some shit, but then they have no idea what they're watching on right. YouTube.
If your child has a Netflix, if your child has access to Netflix
or YouTube, TikTok or anything,
please don't come at me for whatever I'm offering them in the classroom. And it was a self-selected book. The kid self-selected it.
Yeah.
Guess what? You don't get to pull something from a library, and so they're wanting it off all the shelves. Sorry. That's not your choice. You don't get to do that.
Sorry. Y'all are a bunch of fucking crackheads over there in West Virginia.
Okay, we are too, so.
Yeah, but I feel
West Virginia, we got you. We feel you.
If we can judge somebody, it's West Virginia.
We're together. Except West Virginia has weed now, and we don't. They opened their first.
Dispensary? Is it just medical?
Medical.
My glaucoma's been acting up.
What is glaucoma? Vision?
Yeah, it's something in your eyes.
Does weed really help?
I don't know.
People just say that?
I just remember that from Rush Hour.
Yeah. So, we can't trash. I mean, West Virginia is now more advanced than
us. Do you remember we watched a documentary on Netflix called The Pharmacist?
I probably fell asleep, but yeah, I remember starting.
Well, I mean, it's like a 10-episode thing, and this pharmacist,
his son gets murdered
in a crack deal.
It was weird because you thought it was going one direction.
Yeah, you thought his son gets into crack. He goes to the Third Ward in Louisiana, which all I know about that's where Cash Money Records is from.
Right.
Lil Wayne's from the Third Ward.
Right.
And then it goes to where he goes back to work after mourning he solves his son's murder.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, this was cool. And then it completely takes a turn where he's a pharmacist. And these kids are coming in, getting Oxycontin. He starts tracking down the Clint. He quits being a pharmacist. And he's like this. I remember he races into the FBI office. And they're like, mm-hmm. what the fuck is wrong mm-hmm. with this guy? But it turns out, he's completely right. Maybe you just need to be a little crazy to prove a point sometimes.
I support that. I support all little bits of crazy.
So, yeah. Well, what a great way to start this thing out.
Hey, guys. Opioids in the morning with Gary and Abby.
And then there's a new show on Hulu called Dope Sick. It's got everybody
I've seen a lot of people tweeting out, like, you should not be in any type of political representation, representative, whatever, party, government official, unless you've watched Dope Sick.
Yeah. It's crazy.
I think those things are important. I think to hold any public office like that and to not have some awareness of the least of these and the struggles and pain that other people have and being able to show up for that and understand that. I don't care if like you're anything from like a school board member to a dog catcher, like know that shit because those are your people.
Yeah.
And you have to know that. I think we just don't have that capacity for that vulnerability and empathy to understand those things. Or we act like it's a problem we can fix by throwing money at it. When
I heard a good conversation about how the erosion of all those like emotional, like your
emotional intelligence.
Yes, how it's just.
I just saw Rogan post something about that.
This wasn't him, but it was just about how, you know, AI, Facebook changed their name.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, they just got scorched on like 60 Minutes and all, like,
right.
And David and I on our podcast, he had talked about it before. He's like, the rumor is they're going to rebrand.
David with the government secrets.
Him and Zuck are buddies. I feel like they'd be friends.
Probs.
But then they're the metaverse. You know, it's Meta now.
Whatever.
But like you get so wrapped up into that instant hit of dopamine or whatever.
You know, what a solid, easy, quick and easy counter for that, or at least balance for that?
Exercise.
No, man. Read. Read fiction books. Get your kid, put books in your hands, in your kids' hands. Let your English teachers do their job. Quit worrying about what standards they're teaching and just fucking read books.
Damn,
because
you were on fire this morning with the cuss words.
Sorry. Too early.
Well, I mean, they're... It depends on what time people are listening to this.
So many studies prove like that is where we learn. It's a safe place to experiment with things like empathy.
Harry Potter, right?
Harry Potter. One of the studies have come out to show that
damn wizards
that kids like the generation of kids who were reading Harry Potter have more tolerance for others and empathy for others, and it's not a book that strictly is preaching tolerance.
Not at all. No, it's
no. So it's a one. So you know, and as a teacher, I'm really reevaluating what I'm doing in my classroom. I teach juniors, you know, so it's all like ACT, 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 and I value that. I value giving kids that place.
Our ACT scores wouldn't give a shit now, would they?
I posted this on a friend's page. I was like, mine are embarrassing compared to what these kids are striving for, right? Because of the advent of all of these ACT companies, ACT Mom, Torchlight, Torch Prep, all these places that are like, here's how to prep for your test scores. We had one Saturday ACT prep that I can remember. Listen, when I was in high school.
My prep was waking up in just enough time to get there to take the test. Yep. I took it one time.
Done and done. I think I took it twice, got the same score, and I was like, of course I did nothing in between.
Right, like...
Like, nobody cared.
But you have to... Here's the thing, though. Maybe not, because it's so such a broad thing, but, like, you still have to test.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you still have to... Like, you still...
It's a temperature of where you are. It's
like, how do I know that you know things?
Right.
I have to test you on that.
Sure. So, but the education commissioner, they're starting this in Kentucky. Basically, we need to... give up, like, the multiple choice test is not changing the world, right? At all. We're doing nothing. We're teaching our, you know.
If you're a person like me, depending on how the test is set up, my deductive reasoning is so good.
Uh-huh.
Like, I don't even have to read it. Like,
right.
Spoiler alert, I've not read a full chapter in my sociology college class.
Shayna.
And you, Shayna.
Step up.
And yeah. you played yeah. witness to this. I can, and
you
it's
give me so much anxiety.
the only thing that gives me anxiety is the time limit.
Yeah.
But
which like, is a skill that like I feel like I have to teach kids who are 16 years old. I'm like, how are we going to hack this part of the test? Because I think you're a good reader. I think you get a little nervous when you've got 35 minutes to read four passages and answer 40 questions.
Mine's opposite because at 41 years old, being tested in the academic setting 25 years ago, and then in what little like adult learning I've had, you know, whether right. through work or whatever, 9.9 times out of 10, I'm the first one done with the test. You know what I mean? Like yep. I'm like, because here's my philosophy. I either know it or I don't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people will take the test, go back and I either know it or I don't on that first run. Now, granted, sometimes I didn't read the question right.
Okay, Charlie. But, this is exactly what she does. It drives me crazy.
But it has served me well in my 41 years. But now I've got like 50 questions that I don't fucking have any idea what they're about. And I've got an hour.
To figure it out.
And so, like, I've got 13 search bars up, like, but at the end, I'm like, mm-hmm. I've said this. I've got one exam left.
Okay.
After the first one, I was like, I'm not doing this anymore. And then it'd be like, oh, shit, that's due tomorrow.
He did do it again.
But let me tell you guys.
So.
I have a 94% in that class.
So let me ask you this.
Okay.
You have a 94%.
Yes.
What do you know about sociology?
Not a damn thing.
That's what I'm saying. So what if instead of that, you did something, you produced a different product than taking a test?
Right.
What?
Yeah, right. The format for, like, this is not a gauge that I know. Also, this is a class that, like, a general education class that me and a senior in high school are taking right. together. So it's right. not like.
So what indicates that you know something? What, for you, what would that have looked like? You doing a podcast on something. Yeah. Like, what if you turn that in? Or what if you wrote a little article on it? I know that stuff sticks into your brain because I've watched it.
Yeah.
So, I don't know that...
Listen, let's not gloss over the fact that I'm a scholar.
You are a scholar. I'm not denying that. I'm not denying that at all. But, I don't know. I'm frustrated. I love my job. I'm just frustrated. And I'm a rule follower. I want to serve what my kids need, but also I see bigger picture, and it's just hard to make everything
yeah.
fit. But back to the emotional thing, I think right now we're having big conversations about what our kids are doing in school, and you also want to talk about emotional health and emotional IQ. I'm telling you where it's happening. It's happening in your arts.
In your books.
In humanities, classes, in reading. So...
Yeah,
we gotta figure that out before, you know, we're all.
This is our the preachy part of our.
Are we not gonna podcast. Be this preachy? Sorry, I'm gonna be preachy. It's my podcast. I do whatever the hell I want.
That's right. That's my line. On my other podcast. So yeah, it's like my first semester is coming to a close.
You feel good about it?
I feel like I hacked the system. You know what I mean? Like,
yep. Congratulations. Here's your gold star.
So I'm taking this digital literature class. Let me tell you about this.
Oh.
First of all, again, I'm in there with varying amounts of people, mostly kids, mm-hmm. right out of high school kids. Mm-hmm. It is so mundane, like, and it takes forever to do. Like, that's my only issue with it. Like, give me a test. Let me test out of this whole thing.
Sure.
One night I had to put a computer together. Virtually.
Like, plug it in?
Yeah. Like, here, you had, like, a list of cords. You had the monitor, the keyboard, and the desktop.
Let me tell you what that looks like in the real world. You're a teacher. You unplug your computer in May. You swear to God you're going to remember where everything goes because we have extra things to plug in, like dock cameras and speakers and all this other stuff.
I had to do that. I had to do printers and speakers and USB devices and all this. And then I had to make it work.
And then hook up to the remote copier down the hall. Like, I get pissed every August. I'm like, okay, 17 years into this. But
and I'm like, listen, guys, if you don't know how to hit file, save as, quit school now. You're fucked the rest of your life.
hold up. You say this, but we assume that with the technologically advanced digital generation that we are raising who have never known life without a smartphone, okay? These old turds have all been born with smartphones. They don't know those. I say minimize the screen. I say minimize that, and they're like, Hit the minus, Doug. Like,
come on, Doug.
You know, and send an attachment on an email. I don't know how to get my email.
Computer lab classes
drives me nuts. Also, and I've said this before, I am 40 years old. If you have not figured out that if my question is how do I do that, and then I don't go to YouTube and figure out how to do it in 5 seconds, you suck. Sorry.
Yeah, people ask me, I was like, you got Google too, right? Like, I don't know the answer, but I
just have to use and that's Google a bit,
like, if I feel like even if you don't know a subject, but you can find the answers, mm-hmm. like you mastered it. So yeah. Also, have these skill labs, right? This is the fun part. This is what I get.
We call it lab. I love that. I love that jargon. We're gonna call it lab because it sounds so hands on and smarty, and
so you've got
you don't do shit in there.
10 questions, right?
Right.
And it's timed, and you're in a contest. This is where I'm like, oh, okay.
Okay.
Fuck all y'all. It's timed.
Yeah, you winning?
Not only am I winning. So it there's three categories: your class, your school, and the country. So everybody in the country is taking this class.
Oh, okay.
So this week it was email. Right? Like,
yeah.
You have an email in your drafts to Abby. Attach this file and send it.
And don't hit reply all.
Yeah. So, like, took me 2 minutes and 12 seconds, something like that.
Yeah.
Just a little over 2 minutes.
Uh-huh.
The closest person in my class, 4 minutes.
Stop.
So, I'm one in my class, one in the school, and, like, nine in the country.
Look at you go.
I'm like, listen.
The runner, he's a track star.
I need to go back. This is legit, like, sixth grade computer lab stuff.
It is, but let me explain that those classes, because we focus so heavily on things like prepping kids for the test. Guess what? We don't give them a test over computers. So guess what gets cut? Computer labs. You think I'm joking? Like, that's the system, and that's what's happening. But when you're,
I can remember taking like typing
people,
tests.
Right, when the people that you put in a position to make decisions in our schools. And when I'm talking higher up, say...
All this is sounding like education needs me.
Education needs you. Like, I've been here screaming this. You're acting like this is new. I've been screaming this for 17 years.
I can be corrupted,
too. Yeah. And I'm not corrupt. Nobody's corrupt. We all know the answer.
Oh.
But we're not making the... We can't make the decision.
Right.
It's not me.
You got to put yourself in a position to be the decision maker. And so you...
I'm not a politician. I'm not
you
the
can be
one.
A principal, a superintendent.
Guess what? They don't get to make the decision either. They don't. K prep is not a choice by a school. I'm just telling you. So you got to make hard decisions. And you're like, well, how it's going to help our test scores? Our kids can't read, according to K prep. I hear you, and know that I share this, but know that
just know that I'm the change that.
Okay, change maker. Bring it on. Come
I signed
on
up for
in.
My classes for next semester.
Yeah?
I don't know. Just
still haven't turned in my first module. Congratulations.
Who would have thought the day when I...
Who has time?
Who would have thought the day that I'm ahead
drowning.
Of you?
I am drowning over here. But by God, we're going those first 2 days of Thanksgiving, bro.
Yeah, I see that. Like, I see people posting that. Like, I don't...
We are one... Calendar. I don't even want... I'm not going there. This is a... Not a place for that.
This is a family podcast. There's no place for this bullshit.
I don't even know who my family is.
Yeah. So we started out. It's a crisp fall morning. And my Facebook feed is full of people hunting.
Mm-hmm.
Now.
Yeah. I didn't even know it was hunting time, but season.
You're right.
Hunting time.
In my professional, and for the last 21 years, I've been surrounded by people who like, that's their vacation. They take off to go hunting.
I love
all this
it.
Stuff. And mm-hmm. I've been hunting one time.
Yep.
Like, I've probably been fishing one time in my adult life, too.
Okay, that's sad.
And it's not that I'm, listen, I'm not anti-hunting. I'm anti-getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Going, you're anti-outside.
Yeah. But I will say this. When I went deer hunting, it was awesome. Because we had, like, couches we were sitting up in. Like, it was,
you were experiencing it in a little different way.
I was with a professional hunter, right? You know? I wasn't like, you know, I wasn't out there just trying to secure a meal for the night. I had some comfort.
I've never been. I know nothing. And I come from.
You don't come from a long line of hunters.
No, right. I come from, like, we were sports people.
Like your grandfather's side.
My mom's dad hunts. Like, I'll distinctly remember the day that I went to his building on Thanksgiving to get something, and there's just a deer bleeding out hanging from the ceiling.
Solid.
I was like, cool. I remember hanging out with a neighbor kid over at my grand. This was George Eisen.
What's up, bro?
Like, I was with him, and he was doing the whole, and I think David was there too, Thomas, and they were skinning the squirrel.
Mm-hmm.
Very fascinated by it, not grossed out by it at all.
Right.
I have been frog gigging.
You have?
Does that count?
Yeah, I mean, that's.
Honestly, I'm pretty good at it. I gigged a frog, and it was like out of season. It was like June, July-ish. It was not frog gigging. Apparently May's like.
I'm not up on one of the gig frogs.
I think I could hunt. I just don't know anything about it. I mean, I've never shot a gun. So that step one, maybe I need to do that.
Aim, pull the trigger.
Well, yeah, but I feel like there's more to it than that.
I don't know.
I need to practice that. But
yeah, everybody's out and they're orange and like. That's.
I love it though. Like
the
but
tradition
how cool?
of that and like, you know, the seasonality of it.
Right.
Because there's something always in season.
It's very ritualistic.
Deer.
Right?
Then you get turkey, and then it's,
you're getting out
I
your
work
supplies.
With bird hunters at work. Yeah. They go out, and, like, they just went to South Dakota to hunt birds.
Love it.
And for extra money, you could kill prairie dogs, which are apparently a big nuisance out there.
Do you have to, like, be here? Do you have to, like, have a, like, certification or a license to be able to do that here? Like
to go hunting?
No. I know that. But, like, to kill nuisance animals, like coyotes?
Coyote? I don't think so.
I think you do.
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, who's going to... The game warden going to be out on your property? Like,
maybe. They don't fucking play. Game wardens don't play.
It's because all their, like, they are a self-sufficient agency. So all their budget is based on what they collect. So hunting license, fishing license, and then fines.
Yeah.
And they do stuff like that.
So, I don't know. I feel like it would be a very cool, and again, it's probably one of those things that I don't know that you could just, like, pick up midlife. Like, if we
could, like,
if we decide, like, we're gonna go hunt
like Jocko did.
Jocko,
yeah,
never hunted, but he was in the military. He shot guns,
hunted people, but then he started hunting animals.
There's a most dangerous game transition there.
I love that movie.
That's a short story.
Well, Ice-T was the one that got hunted, and then he ended up smoking everybody.
Okay, that's not how the short story goes. You remember reading that freshman year? It's like the story you read.
No, I watched the movie. Like, they. Ice-T's homeless. They pick him up. They cut his hair. He's all good. And then they're like, all right, we're going to hunt you. And he ends up killing everybody. That's spoiler alert from the 1987.
That's not how it goes. Anyway, so I feel like I would enjoy it. Number one.
Surviving the games.
Hold
up. That one.
Most beneficial part to hunting.
Mm-hmm.
You're alone. By yourself.
Listen.
Just sitting there. Think about that. Outside, just sitting there. But, like, you're multitasking because you're doing something. Like, I'm hunting. They got to figure it out, man. That is my dream right there. Somebody teach me to hunt. Take me hunting. Come get me. Train me. I'll be your apprentice. I'm really good at being quiet and not talking.
No, she's not.
Yes, I am.
I guess you could be.
I am. You know I am. Like, if I'm with somebody else... Or you, I'm going to talk to, but other people, I'll talk to you. But I'm good with silence too.
I am too. So. I'm like when you went to Memphis with the kids, I remember sitting there thinking, like, I don't think I've verbally said anything in like 12 hours.
No, I will talk straight up ass talk to myself.
No, I don't talk to myself.
But no, I'm good with quiet.
Do you hear it in your own voice?
1,000,000%.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I narrate everything. I am
but I
so
would
internal.
Love to be able to switch that to, like, James Earl Jones. Or Morgan Freeman.
You probably could. I'm not creative like that.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's...
So congrats to everybody that's hunting and getting stuff. Filling your freezers with shit. That's awesome. Proud of you. Go live that self-sufficient life.
Live your
Meanwhile,
life. Meanwhile... Abby's got bourbon in her coffee at 9 a.m.
It's not coffee. It's apple cider. Oh. Hey, hack. Hack, friends. Go get you the K-Pods with the apple cider.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know we had those.
They did. We don't have them, but you can get them. They were too expensive, so I went for the cheaper route, the apple cider Mott's brand, less sugar.
Mott's brand. It's for kids.
It's for the kids. But heat that up in the microwave.
Drop your little burb in there.
Yeah, maybe a cinnamon stick if you're fancy. Hot toddy, baby. My throat feels so much better. So does my heart.
Hey, shout out to one of our, first of all, we went alternated weeks, right? So we didn't post last week, and I'll tell you why here shortly.
Yeah, yeah.
But in the meantime, like, so many people listen on the off week.
Really?
More than the pot. I'm like, what the fuck?
Okay. All right. Do we have a formula, an algorithm?
I mean, not that we're in it for the listens.
We don't know what we're in it for.
Yeah. But I'm like, because I'm this morning when I'm sitting up, you know, last night, Abby, Charlie was gone. Whatever. Life is busy sometimes. So
crazy.
We get it in when we fit in.
Mm-hmm.
So we're in here in the morning. But in the off week, get a message from one of our dear listeners, Philip Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulate. He just got a new job. Like,
that's awesome.
Like, took this big, like, I forget how old he is. 32?
I don't want to think about it. 32, 34. I would rather not define that, because I remember when he's still a high school student, because I'm still in my 20s, so I need you to not go there with that. He's probably 24 is what we're thinking. Because, oh my God, that's what he, Jesus.
First of all, about to have another baby.
Oh, congrats. But in your 20s, that's awesome.
But gets a new job, like, tells me, like, I'm like super fucking proud. I'm like, damn.
That's awesome. That is awesome.
He also let Charlie wear his boots and his coat for.
She was Daria from. She will so articulate for you prolifically. I'm Daria. Oh, yeah. From what? Daria.
How many episodes of Daria you watched, Charlie?
No. I made her. We watched them on YouTube. Because I have. Ever since Charlie said she was going to play volleyball, I was like, have I got a cartoon for you? Here you are. She gives off some Daria vibes, though, sometimes. Her little.
Yeah. Listen, living. So our relationship in the last 4 years has been rocky at best.
Mm-hmm. You're struggling.
Like, you got. We were road dogs for the majority of her life. And then all of a sudden, she became something different.
She had a mind of her own.
she no longer followed me aimlessly.
I heard Bert talking about this. So, Bert's struggling right now with his daughter who's going to college. Who's a lot like him.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes me think of you and Charlie. Like his control issues with this, like he wants to be able to walk in and be like, do this because I said so.
Right.
And they're
is he very, like that just with Georgia?
Oh, but all. No. Like, and the issue is they're like these very how he has raised them are these like strong, independent thinking girls. And they're like, no, thank
sorry,
you.
Big guy.
Yeah. Yeah. So it reminds me a lot of you all. Like you feel like you can walk in and just say shit and she's going to go like, yes, daddy, I would love to.
Yes, she's
like,
papa.
No. She's like, no, fuck you, man. And that, for whatever reason, you have no tolerance for that. Your approach needs some work majority of the time.
But I think I'm there in the clutch.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. But you need to know, and before you go into teaching, you need to know, kids see through all the bullshit. The minute you're 1 second fake, they will call your ass out on it. I mean, it is daunting. When a kid knows that you're fake, it is hilarious when I hear them talk shit.
I'm always authentic.
Right. That's a lie. They can just sniff it out so fast and they're so damn accurate. And you're like, oh, it stings. So you just have to be real vulnerable around her and confess when you're wrong. Not your strength.
No.
It's not your strength.
I'm getting better at it.
So, and you just have to listen. Like, you cannot go in with an opinion all the time. And so with her,
I was coming to you for advice.
I didn't give a shit. You're getting it today. This is the day for me. This is it. So I think that's one aspect of your relationship that's going to be really a struggle, even as she gets older, is, she's a 13-year-old idiot. Like,
well, I've realized.
And you just have to know that and quit trying to change that.
Like, you're the guardian for so long, and then all of a sudden you become just an influence. You know, you think about our relationship with our parents. Like,
right.
At a certain point, you become yourself.
Mm-hmm.
The good, the bad, the ugly, all that. Like, it, you get to, which is a.
Sorry.
Arms busting out laughing up there.
100% but somebody like, probably just
you,
fell.
You pull that from every, from your parents and your environment, your friends and all that.
And studies and do still show.
I'm just becoming more of just an influence to
right.
her.
And that's not, that doesn't sit well with you. Because you're like, you still want to be authoritarian. Like, hey, nope. And she's like, she's got strong opinions. Strong little leftist opinions. Like, I saw some meme and I was like, oh, I don't know if I sent it to you. It was like zombie apocalypse, 13-year-old girls holding up signs. Zombies are people too.
Yeah.
There she is, you know?
Yeah.
And she's got to live with that. She just has to experiment with that. That does not mean that's who she is forever, but she is playing with a lot of ideas and formulating them, and you just got to let it ride, man.
I
guess. It is like the crazy shit she says.
I still got the little boy.
Yeah.
still got a whole other kid to raise.
Whole other human. So it's fun. Y'all, her Christmas list, though.
Oh, my God.
It gets so specific, and that it, like, she's going to die if I do this. I'm not going to violate too much of her.
If you're one of her friends or her teachers that
I
are
swear
listening
to God,
this,
if you tell her.
You're in the circle of trust right now.
Yeah. But it's just cute because it's so 13 to where it's like, I want this specific type of clothing.
Yeah.
To, like, out of nowhere, drumsticks. And I'm like, where did that come from? She's like, well, you said I couldn't have a drum set.
So I was really hoping that meant the dessert.
Maybe. Oh, that's what we get her. We're such assholes. But it's so funny, like, specific sweatshirts. Like, she's all of a sudden, not all of a sudden, she has always had this interest in American University in Washington, D.C.
Where did that come from?
A couple years, just when she was really into, like, political science majors and stuff. I think she Googled and they had a solid program. Also, they had cute dorms. I don't know. I'm joking about that. I don't know. But just really, she goes with these very specific things, ends with a trip to New York City.
Same, bro.
I mean, good for you for trying, but my favorite is grandpa sweaters. And I'm like, I don't even know what to do with that.
You know, like, we've been about experience over material things.
Yeah.
For Christmas. Yeah. Mostly for Christmas.
Because honestly, when she wants something, we generally get it, right? Mm-hmm. But it's going to be hard this year. But plays are back. Plays are back. We're just struggling at finding one that's in the right time that we could take her to a play. But we've got some great ones out there right now. Waitress is out there. Hairspray's out there. But that's not working out for our timeline.
Yeah.
You may want to adopt her for a weekend and take her to a play.
Why would they want to? I mean, it's... Yeah, it's her timeline. It's not ours. It's not like we're busy.
No, that one. Hairspray, we're gone.
Oh, yeah.
That's our fault. We're doing our thing.
We're living our best life.
Yeah. But
we do have some exciting things coming up.
We do.
We went on a date.
We did.
We went and saw.
But listen. Gary hits me up earlier in the week. He's like, hey, we do anything Friday night? I'm like, no, we're good, actually. Everybody's home. So I want to take you, his friends playing music down at Joe's. I'm like, awesome. I love live music. Don't care what it is. I could sit and listen forever. I do care what it is, but it was my vibe.
Yeah.
We never really stuck a time on it. And I just thought, like, I don't know. In my head, things start at 6:30 because I'm 40, right? And
you start after dark.
And so this is like time change. Time change is fixing to come up.
The next day.
The next day. And, we don't leave until 8, like a quarter till 8, right?
Yeah.
And like for dinner, and I'm like, first of all.
Yeah.
First of all, I've already eaten by now. You know, and then like getting ready for something that late. God, I'm so old.
We weren't the oldest people there, though.
We weren't. They were out. hanging out. I guess that just is a... But we have a kid who goes to bed at 7:30. Like, our night is winding down at that time. Yeah. So, and that's just because we're trying to get him on schedule.
Any variation of that routine for him is catastrophic.
Right. Charlie was decent. Like,
she was never had a routine.
She just needed to, like... She needed to go. Her routine was she needed to be around people.
Yeah.
And as long as you gave her that in her time, you were going to get a pretty solid version of her. And she's still that person. If she does not have a good dose of people, you're struggling. Now, Harlan is a time routine machine. And we've never been like that just because our schedules never allowed it. But we are learning. He is teaching us all the things, man. But he is thriving on a routine. We got the little picture schedules going right now, and he's so good at it. The other day, what killed me is one of the like second or third mornings we've been using his little visual routine. There's a picture of a potty, brush your teeth, get dressed, eat breakfast, and the last one is leave, get in the car and leave. And he was like refusing to leave, and we didn't really understand, like, you'd love school, go to school, but he went and got his thing because Gary did not present him with the picture of leaving.
Yeah.
And he was like, all right, time to go. It was just like he just wanted to see his picture. Now it's time to go. So
yeah,
his brain, man, is so, we're learning to adjust to that brain.
Yeah.
And don't miss a step, man. Don't send him to the potty and don't go hit up Treasure Pumpkin after the potty. Listen,
I need a Treasure Pumpkin after treasure, the potty.
Treasure Pumpkin with his suckas are... important. He's so cool like that. And we have to be on his routine, and that's hard. That's so hard because I don't want to be on a routine.
I want to be on a routine. I've been saying this for the majority of this year, is that if I would prepare and just get myself in a routine, like, I could conquer the world.
Well, let's do what we did with him. Let's just start with one routine, like visual. Your morning. You want a social story? I'll get you the Velcro pictures.
Oh.
Go to potty, pull down pants.
I have missed that step.
In a rush.
Haven't we all, though?
Yeah, it's happened. It's happened to the best of us. So just start out with one thing. What's one routine thing that you're always going to do at this time? Just do one thing.
Yeah.
What is it?
I don't know. We'll have to discuss it.
I need bedtime. I need to know that this is the time I'm going to bed no matter what, and like
you
let it go.
So, yeah, but you have the superpower of falling asleep in any position, anywhere.
It's unhealthy. I need a bedtime.
I know you don't stay asleep as much, but I have the problem of falling asleep.
Been thinking about that with you.
Yeah.
I got your answer.
Okay. Sleepy turtles.
Peas. Frozen peas. Hear me out. Vagus nerve. It's the longest running nerve. It's like the travel journey nerve. It goes through, like, it touches everything in your body from your brain, right?
Okay.
People with anxiety know what I'm talking about with vagus nerve. Like, you know about parasympathetic, I don't know if I'm saying that right. Anyway, the things that, like, calm you down and, like, chill you out. I know.
Frozen peas will definitely chill you out.
Hold up. So, I had to do a lot of work with this when I thought it was like during my gallbladder days of issues and stuff. Like, I would wake up and instantly feel anxiety, like, for whatever reason. But your vagus nerve, when it gets, like, off kilt, can cause a lot of anxiety and stuff. And it runs through everything. So it can cause, like, GI issues, stomach issues. But it can also, because it touches all of that, like, if you're not calm, you're not going to go to sleep, right? So this also supports, like...
What am I not calm?
Well, that's a thing. I think that you mistake, like, calm for just, like, you can have anxiety and be completely chill.
Who, me?
Yeah. Anybody can. So you just don't, you don't show it. But that fight or flight is triggered in you, and it's so out of, because of all the different stimuli going into us right now, we don't, it's not healthy. It's just it's all screwed up. So anyway, one thing you can do is ice that vagus nerve, and that supports a lot of the, is it Wim Hof?
Wim Hof, yeah.
Does a lot of the ice bath stuff and all of that. So either you
need to climb Mount Everest without a shirt on.
Right. You either need to do a really icy cold, about 15 minutes of cold shower at night. Or just take something super cold, like an ice pack or frozen peas, hold it against your chest.
We'll try that tonight.
15 minutes, going to calm that vagus nerve down, and you'll go back to sleep. So I
don't have it after I fall asleep. I don't have a problem.
Right, not go back to sleep, but you will sleep. Like, that is one thing. So if people who I feel like it's going to work, I want you to try this because okay. I feel like I do a lot. Like, I wake up, I do a lot of this, like the breathing, the tapping. We worked on tapping.
You also wake up and go, like, I'll roll over and you're just sitting there scrolling on TikTok.
So I talked about that in therapy. Like, what, like, she was like, what, when you wake up, what do you do? I was like, I have to do something productive. The other night, I wrote an entire lesson plan while sleeping. I went to bed without a solid, like, beginning, middle, and end to my lesson for one particular class.
And it came to you in a vision or like,
no, because my brain is so active all the time. My brain does not stop. It's so fucking annoying. I wrote the entire lesson plan of what I was going to do. So it was more like a dream. Like, I was doing it and I was constantly over and over going, first, you're going to do this. And then you're, then you're going to do this. And then you can do this. And I woke up and I was like, all right, that's solid. But how much did I really sleep though that night? You know, how deep was my sleep if I was doing that?
Right.
That is, I have done that more than once. I've written lesson plans in my sleep. I've written writings in my sleep. All things that are not healthy.
I don't know. I don't have that.
And I dream so hard. I woke up with a bad dream this morning and really felt like it was real. And then, like, I wanted to be, like, comforted and, like, go back to sleep with comfort. In walks effing Harlan. And
like, almost simultaneously.
And he will not sleep just beside me.
You gotta sleep in between us.
He, like, moved me so he could sleep between us. And then that puts Gary out. So... because Harlan will literally, like, punch Gary in the face.
Yeah. He's not.
All right, so frozen, like, something cold on your chest or do a cold shower at night. Wouldn't hurt you to hit the shower at night.
We'll see.
Just saying.
We'll try that. We'll see how it is.
Okay.
We'll work on our routine this week.
Let's do it.
One of my favorite, my go-tos at Subway is tuna.
Why? Where is this going?
With onions. Turns out there's no real tuna.
I was going to tell you this. Did you research it?
I've seen it all over. Like, people will be buying tuna and then sending it off for tests, and there's actually no tuna. And here's my stance. I don't care.
Dead mother.
Maybe as long as it's not, cat or...
From the generation of kids who grow up on, like, Hot Pockets and pizza rolls, we're good with whatever.
I mean, I eat hot dogs.
Right.
So, but I always thought it was healthy. For some reason, I thought, like, that was a healthy... And it's really not a healthy option.
Not at all. You need your fatty fish, which tuna's great. I did a lot of tuna.
Tuna, salmon... Tilapia.
I did a lot of tuna in college.
Cod.
Tuna in, like, salsa. Hardly no calories. Did you get me the salmon packets that I asked for? Were they in our Kroger order?
Yeah. There's.
You got me tuna burgers the other day. I wanted tuna packets.
I got you salmon burgers.
Salmon. That's what I meant. Salmon burgers. I don't want salmon burgers. I want salmon packets. I can just, like, toss them on salads.
Okay.
Toss them on my salads.
Me toss that salad, girl. Oh god! But so it just amazing. Like, who thought? You know what? This isn't tuna.
Well, Subway's been, I think, in some, like, degree of scrutiny on their food because, like, what isn't their bread, like, yoga mats or some shit? Like, there's something in their bread that's not.
I don't know.
Oh. Then read this morning that, like. All of our, like, these certain brands of hand sanitizer and sprays, aerosols. I've recently transitioned over to, like, spray deodorant. There's, like, this benzene in it that causes leukemia. So all this hand sanitizer we've been, like, dumping on our hands. Because when hand sanitizer shortage was going on, FDA said, okay, you can
put whatever you want in it.
We're going to lower our standards, but can you please, like, make sure there's no benzene in it? People were like, gotcha, doc. And
Benzene sales went through the roof.
Yeah. Benzene's like a, benzene's not a sale. It's like, it's a byproduct. It's out of petroleum or some shit. I don't, chemists, don't at me.
Yeah, there's a bunch of chemists on this damn thing.
That's definitely our demographic. So anyway, we had one of the brands in here because the trigger was all of a sudden there were certain brands of hand sanitizer going for cheap. I'm your girl. I'm going to be like, oh, 25 cent hand sanitizer?
Yeah.
I teach school. Oh, hit me up.
It's all benzene.
You know, it is. It was exactly the brand. So I threw that away this morning.
Well.
But like your Old Spice sprays and stuff like that.
Full of benzene.
Yep.
I'll listen.
And people send it off. Who do you send it off to? Like, do I Google, like, where to send off my product to test, like, parts per million, how much is in there? It's, like, astronomical. I'm like, who does that locally? Who's out there testing the benzene? 23andMe, like.
The true, like, we talked about supplements earlier. And there's been a bunch of, like, bro science people. Like, there's, it's either you're way underdosed or way overdosed on whatever they say it's in it.
Yeah.
Mostly on the underdosed.
Sure. Like probiotics, you're supposed to get like so many live
cultures.
Yeah, and by the time it's been sitting on Walmart shelf for whatever, you don't, it's not there.
Yeah.
So it's bullshit.
But they but then you see the ease it is, like my favorite documentary of all time, Bigger, Stronger, Faster.
Yeah.
Chris Bell hires some Mexicans and they make like they legit make their own supplement brand in a day in his kitchen and can sell it like just and mostly it's just filler stuff but you could say you could put what because it's not some scan Orrin Hatch in Utah because that's where like all the major supplements are
in Utah
yeah like bodybuilding.com all that stuff's in Utah they there's no FDA like he fought against FDA regulation on supplements you know why because it's a $1 trillion industry.
Yeah.
You know.
Everybody wants to be bigger, stronger, faster, so help me. If I can take this pill, I'm in.
That's why I've taken so many different brands of pre-workout because I'm like a stem junkie. I like that rush, that I like my skin to crawl, like I like all that. That for so it's a trigger that like I take my blood pressure medicine with pre-workout and coffee most of the time. But
follow us for more health tips at closeenough.com.
But, like, I can buy two of the same tub, like two psychotics, mm-hmm. right? Which is a, I didn't make that up. That's a brand of pre-work, one of the strongest brands. And they both have different effects on me.
Like, because there's tub, no regulation of that.
Yeah, there's no true way. To, and so
I would love like, to rhetorically analyze the titles of pre-workout.
Oh, they're all. I mean,
levels of insanity.
Like the Insane Labs is the name Insane of the Labs. Creator. Like, you know,
the more
the one I use now is called Total War.
Yeah,
like it's all this
very
hyper masculine. Like,
oh yeah.
Like I just want something that says,
like lizard brain,
meth substitute. Like I can remember, I bought some one time online and. It came from overseas because it has been banned in the United States because it had this, like you would test positive for meth. If you like it, you didn't have meth in it. They assured you it did not have any methamphetamine in it, but the chemical similarity to that. And I was so excited. I was like, oh my God, this is what I've been drinking. And it, I was so disappointed. I was like, this, they're lying. They told me this just to get me to do this.
I feel like I need to monitor your online purchases.
I remember in the early 2000s, I was buying ephedrine online. You remember that? Because it was outlawed, but you could like get it.
Oh my God. I honestly need to supervise you more.
We would go to Walmart and get like Xenadrin and they had like the ephedrine in it.
Hydroxycut.
And then, you know, being the mature adults, we would go to the doctor and get, you know, like real.
What's that called? Adipex.
Adipex, yeah.
God.
But I always
I'm sorry. Like, I am mean as shit on Adipex, but I'm so focused.
I get constipated.
Yeah, you do. We're never going there again. You're never allowed to take Adipex again. I am so mean. But, God, I'm so like, I started taking it. There are teachers that met me for the first time, and I just started it, and we had our first, like, let's all get together and meet. And I was hyper-focused on getting these units done. Charlie was with me, and it was, like, 3 in the afternoon. She's like, Mommy, I'm hungry. I'm just, like, throwing crackers. I'm like, we got this. And, like, one of the teachers finally spoke up. She was like, if we could stop and go to lunch, that'd be awesome. And I'm like, what time is it? Yeah. I had no idea what time it was.
I'm not hungry.
I wasn't hungry.
I remember the first time.
God. And for me to, like, not know that I'm hungry is a... I love that. I love that. Because people...
Let me suppress nature.
Yes. Like, I work with people who legitimately, like, don't get hungry. And I'm like, tell me more. Like, it's so weird to me because I legit think about food all the time. And so, which is so unhealthy, and I know
but,
that...
But here's my problem, is I don't...
Until I do.
But it's like an alcoholic. As soon as they crack the cap on a whatever... Like, it's game on. Like, I'm awesome at fasting just because I can go without eating, but as soon as I start, it's like, fuck it.
I need, like, in my head, I've been so conditioned by, like, you need healthy breakfast, then this, but I can fast.
Yeah.
Through breakfast, it didn't bother me. But I don't know, recognizing and acknowledging, like, true hunger cues, but God, Adipex. But yeah. I get so mean because I want everybody else on my level of focus and hyper concentration.
The first time I got Adipex is I felt super dirty afterwards because I went to a clinic.
That's where I went to.
And they're like, okay, it's cash only. I was like, we don't take insurance. I was like, this may be the first. And I walked back there. Flex. They didn't ask, like, they didn't. Do you have any health? Like, all right, here's the deal. Come back once a month. We refill it. I'm like, what?
You got a hundo, you get some Adipex. Yeah.
And if you came back, they give you like a coupon for $10 off the next time.
Yeah, 90 bucks.
I was like, wow. But I was so good for like a week, and then it just didn't work anymore.
And
that's how
I got to prescribe to the doctor. Yeah, I got to prescribe then to the doctor.
The second time I got to prescribe to the doctor.
And our insurance covered it. I think I paid 10 bucks for it. And I was like, oh, yeah. No. But then my...
I remember picking up my prescription the first time, like at Kroger. Mm-hmm. They're like, well, how much do you weigh? I was like, I don't see where that's in your concern. I was like, can you eyeball me and tell me that I need it? Like, it's not... Like, am I borderline not obese? Come on now. Look. Get the fuck out of here.
Take a little look-see.
Yeah. You want me to pull my shirt up? You want to see what I'm working with here?
Is it my Spanx? My Spanx are throwing you off? What the hell? Nobody arrest me.
I know I have very developed triceps, but everything else is kind of went to hell. It's like I'm at the gym yesterday, and I see... Well, first of all, I went Friday, and I was the youngest person there. But
you went at a really odd time Friday. You had day off.
So. Yeah, I took off Friday. Went in the middle of the day, and there's like 5 people in there, kind of like early in the mornings. Yeah. Actually, there's probably more people early in the mornings than there was there. Uh-huh. And I'm like, these are my people, you know. Yeah. Nobody's really like, and then I go yesterday, and it's like the crowd. Like,
what time?
Like 3 yesterday.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, these people are serious.
Everybody was in the sauna. I really was hoping for some by myself sauna time yesterday.
Nobody was in the sauna when I went.
Everybody was in the sauna.
I
was never.
I rebelled. Poured water on it.
Stop. I want... Stop it.
It doesn't break it. People were complaining about it.
I don't...
But there's nobody in there to complain.
I'm complaining. Don't mess with my sauna because I need it. It clearly healed me yesterday. I took the hottest shower I could because, like I said, everything hurt on me yesterday. My hair hurt, I think. And I went to the sauna. I stayed for 20 minutes nonstop, which is hard for me because it was hot. Oh. It was hot. Also, my attention span just doesn't let me sit there.
I listened to a 42-minute podcast in the sauna yesterday.
Did you really?
Yep.
I did 20 minutes of, I listened to Bert and he goes by a different name, Meta World Peace.
Ron Artest?
Yes. God, super interesting podcast.
True story. We were playing poker at our house the night that Ron Artest went to the stands and hit the fan.
Really? It was that long ago?
We were in Owensville, yeah.
Damn, I didn't realize it was that long ago.
Oh, it was forever ago.
It's in my head, I don't know. Time is really hard for me. Sorry, I was shaking my leg. Anyway, 20 minutes, got in there, and I was like, I wanted to lay down, but I'm not like, I'm not going to lay down while other people are in there because, like, space.
If I'm there first, I'll lay down and then not move when people come in.
Really?
But I won't lay down.
You asshole. Like, I'm, that's such a difference between a male and a female, I think. Like, I'm accommodating to, like, other people need the space.
But also, I've got my headphones and I can pretend like I didn't hear them, you know.
Gotcha. Gotcha. So I did 20 minutes.
Shit, I pay the same money. I do what I want here.
I don't know. But not me. Did a little walk on the treadmill. And then I went back in for another 10 minutes, 10, 13 minutes solid. So I was proud of myself. But I did. I felt amazing after. Like, I was able to, like, survive Walmart.
That's the life hack that nobody talks about is you don't want to go. You hate it. You go kicking and screaming. And then once you're finished, you're like, damn, I wish I did this every day. But the next day, you're like, fuck it, I don't want to go.
Again, like that fast.
It's like having a baby. It's like, yeah. You know, you.
Oh, please tell me more about having a baby. Come on now.
Maybe it's not like having a baby.
I would love to hear your thoughts. Mansplain to me having birth, sir.
You got me on that one.
God.
We went on a date last week, and then the reason there was no podcast is on Saturday, I had prepared a little retirement party.
We talked about a little bit with the retirement boss, yeah.
So we went and did it.
Yep. Oh, my God.
Let me tell you about Abby.
Hold up. No. Let me tell you about Gary Thomas. Gary has been
so... Smith cakes.
God dang it. Gary has been so amazing. Like, I've been so proud of him because he's been really, like, responsible. Like, he's been so adulting with his party, and he's like, I don't want to screw it up. I think we talked about that last week, and I'm like, you're killing it, man. Like, I'm proud of you. Like, I plan a prom. It
turns out.
Every year. And I distinctly remember him saying, like, something about the cakes from Costco. I'm like, that's a good idea. You all. It is solidly, like, we started like, hey, we need to leave by 2. And I'm like, cool. I can do that. And I knew we were going to have to, like go set up, right? Mm-hmm. Then it, like, kept getting later and later. And I'm like, whatever. I'm not in on the details. I'm not here for the details. I'm a guest. So we are pulling into Costco at 3 p.m. On a Saturday, UK plays Tennessee.
Oh, it's Lexington.
Kids are having birthday party. You know what Saturdays are, right? This fool says Costco like makes sheet cakes every day, right? What? What? You didn't pre-order this cake at all? You didn't? No, they got them like every day. Maybe on Tuesday they have sheet cakes. You're choosing not at 9 a.m. on Saturday. You are taking the chance at 3 p.m. on Saturday. We can't get across town in any less than 40 minutes. And my anxiety was up huge because you said you're going to do this thing. You got to do it. So in true Gary Thomas style, like, I fucked up. There's no cake. Spoiler alert, Costco had no sheet cakes. None, not even teeny tiny sheet cakes. They had like a round cheesecake and a round chocolate cake and all, you know, variety of stuff. He just starts grabbing cakes.
And cookies.
Cakes. Well, let's get some cookies. Gary, how many people did you plan for? 100. Serving size on this says 20. So you're going to need 5 of these. 5.
Spoiler, it all worked out.
It did. But for me and my brain, sent me over the edge because I have to, like, right now, we got to get it in order, like, right now. So he's like, there's a Kroger by the venue. We'll go there. What makes you think they're just going to have cakes?
Listen, same store as Costco, all right? They had cakes. You got a cake.
I found one, thank God, blue cake, which kind of, you know, and because there was no, like, if we wanted a fall-themed pumpkin, we could have had all the pumpkins we want. And he's like, just have my congratulations, Bobby, on it. Oh, okay. Do you want it on the rainbow with the unicorn?
Yes, that would have been amazing.
Or do you want it with the brown autumnal-themed cake?
Autumnal.
And there's no, like, sheet cakes that are, like, over, you know, more than, like, serves 20 people.
That we had plenty of dessert.
But, Jesus Lord.
So, we get there. Like, we get set up, I get changed my clothes, I go straight for the bourbon.
After multiple, like, he was cutting it close, people.
Yeah. Listen, it all worked out.
It did. But you are not allowed to plan a prom with me at any time in the future.
Listen, that's the last planning. Like,
you are not planning any major events anytime soon.
Or maybe I've learned my lesson and that's how I...
Well, fuck, you've learned your lesson. Tell me how many times you've learned...
What other events have I... Anyway.
Maybe how many times you've learned your lesson in life.
That's fair. Okay. That's fair. I'll give you that.
So we have a whole other kid from non-lesson learning.
I start drinking bourbon. First of all, this in my head, we had this nice building. They had multiple rooms and outside. I thought people were spread out. I was wrong.
I could have told you, because that happened at our wedding. We had multiple rooms for our wedding, and everybody stayed upstairs.
Yeah. So, anyway, I start drinking. And this is, like, as people are going through line to get food, which the food was amazing.
So good.
If you're looking for a caterer, Chad Linden knocked it out of the park.
So good.
So I start drinking Blanton's right off the rip. I was in charge of the bourbon, so I brought 6 bottles of bourbon. I should have known. Like, I opened the Blanton's in an hour, it's gone.
I could, duh. Like, no one touched the wild turkey.
That's true. Nobody did touch the wild turkey. Anyway, so Abby comes in, like, basically, she's like, you got to eat. I was like, no, I'm good. She's like, no, you're going to eat something right now. I'm like.
Because you still had to speak.
Well.
I love you, but can we all revisit the autism episode from close enough, like, in March?
I got a little drunk.
A little bit.
Anyway. So, but then I had to sit down. I didn't even have a drink, like, not even a soda, as I'm sitting there for the next. Who would have thought, like, they start doing, like, his presentations and stuff
right.
at 7. It's almost 10 o'clock, and they're just wrapping up, and I'm like.
Everybody's sober again.
Yeah. So then we hit the bar again, and out of nowhere, I'll credit Kevin Nally for this.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted, nay, demanded. I say that. A bottle of Fireball.
Lord.
I asked him if he wanted some Mike's Hard Lemonade, you know, anyway.
White Claw.
Somebody grabbed, like, we had the mini shot glass, shots of Fireball all around, like, for the next 30, 45 minutes. It was like every time I would, like, kind of slide away.
Oh, don't act like you weren't in there, like, pouring shit.
I didn't pour any of that.
The hell.
So, but Abby got to meet a bunch of my work people, and I realized she probably didn't know any of them because I don't come home. We've established that. I don't talk about work much at home.
There's one person I knew because we worked together.
Yeah.
I was really, like, on my own a lot. And I...
But people talk.
Spoiler alert, I hate small talk and I'm really bad at it. But I got some good conversations. Like, people see me and they're like, they see me and they think teacher basketball. And so that's what I have to, like, be an expert on for the next, like, 2 hours.
But you're well versed in both of those.
Yeah. But basketball.
So that's why, like, small talk for me, 2 minutes in, hey, show you a picture of my butthole.
Yeah.
You're either going to stop talking or we're going deep.
Yep, Gary did show his butthole. Show his butthole to everybody. Not that late into the night either. Like, it hit pretty early.
Did I?
Yeah, I mean, the presentations were over, but, like, as far as, like, you know, there was still quite a crowd there. UK was still playing.
I don't remember showing my butthole to anybody. Let's be fair.
Wait, are you serious?
I don't know.
You had a whole corner. Of people. You cornered a group of grown-ups.
I don't feel like I cornered them just to do that. I feel like it came up organically.
It did not come up organically. You were just like, and here's my asshole. I may also put this on a t-shirt. Like, that's, you don't remember doing that?
Nope.
Wow. Wow. What's it like to live in denial of just, like, suppressing everything?
I don't know any other way. It's just life.
So jealous. Oh. So magical. I'm hyper aware of everything.
I'm not. Obviously. Clearly I'm not.
Yep.
Oh, listen, if you've made it this far, just know that we love each and every one of you.
Yeah.
The only ask that we have is you tell somebody about this podcast. If it brings you some value, if it made you laugh, if it's like, hey, we're not as fucked up as we thought we were.
Turning this into like complain about us, let's not do that.
Yeah,
me in particular. Complain about Gary all you want.
Complain about me all you want.
90% of the stuff I don't agree with what he says, so.
That's not true. You script this whole episode.
I did not script this at all. There was zero script involved. Didn't even let me talk about Astro World.
Oh, yeah. I mean, shit, we still got time. That's fucked up. Travis Scott just kept singing, people dying, passing out there. First of all, little kids at a Travis, like, I don't know three songs from Travis Scott. That's how.
Yeah. One. What's that one? Sicko Mode. Is that him?
Yeah, it's him and Drake.
Yeah.
But.
I'm pretty sure he's canceled now. My favorite are the people and folks who believe that this was like some satanic doings of the underworld, and Travis Scott has sold his soul to the devil, and this is what, like, they have like gone through all of his like imagery of his brand and tied it to Satan, and that this was all like some big higher plot.
This was a sacrifice.
This was a human sacrifice, this whole concert.
I think much like my cake, this was bad planning.
Poor planning. Not listen, there's no doubt in my mind, just hearing from other like people that have worked with him, he's not exactly on the up and up when it comes to doing
things. Oh, you heard from some people that work for him?
On TikTok, yeah.
like my people told me.
My people told me. Like past people who have left his camp, like used to work with him as manager and stuff like that, left his camp saying like, yeah, could have seen this one coming.
Yeah.
Like he's like notorious or just like not giving a shit. So corners being cut, checks out. Satanic sacrifice of people.
That's a little stretching. Like I watched something about, have you seen the video of the woman who has like this booth trying to explain how Monster's satanic, like Monster drinks? Like the, it's crazy. But it,
like, don't drink them. They're crap.
But the memes, y'all, you know that's what I live for.
Sure.
I saw one that said, went to a Travis Scott concert, woke up at a Mac Miller concert.
Gary, no. I don't approve this
message. I didn't create it. I just saw it.
Telling it.
I'm retelling
you're laughing,
it.
But you're
I
mean, laughing.
I thought it was funny. I'm not, I don't have the best.
Not the most moral.
Social thermometer. Yeah. I don't know. So, yeah. Thank you so much for humoring us with your presence. We hope this was a present to you.
What is this?
Huh?
What is this?
It's just a song.
Oh.
It's not Travis Scott.
I was like, no.
I love you.
I love you very much.
Have a great week. Until next time.
Toodaloo. Bye. Switched up the pattern, smoking on some shatter, got me higher than a ladder. Thanks, I'm flatter, my baby mama batter. You look like Mick Jagger, oops, a grease splatter. Hot, hot, ooh, jumping at the grease. It's a whole lot of degrees, about to come, about to flee. Please, please, shh, I don't want to hear a beat. Trying to catch a sleep, trying to count some sheep. Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter. Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.